The Bear Bee Care Center is really important to pollinator health. It allows us to do individual studies and focus studies on bee health and population dynamics, something that's not done very much anymore. And as we look at the changes in bee population dynamics, this is solving a lot of the unfilled scientific holes. At Bear Crop Science, we're an innovation company, so we're very confident that if we understand the science behind it, we can find the answers to a population that's smooth and steady.
So the bees are maintaining themselves, but there are many challenges that bees are facing today, whether it be the varroa mite, the number one factor associated with the decline of bee health, or the loss of habitat through either urbanization or changing the valuable land we have to row crops to feed the growing world. So we have to work hard to address those challenges, and our program is committed to developing sustainable solutions to those challenges.
Bear Crop Science's efforts here to protect and promote pollinator health take on a special meaning when you consider how much impact honeybees have in North Carolina. And by the way, honeybees are North Carolina's state insect. If you didn't know that, that's a good fact to put in your hat too. But farmers around the region and the country will be able to produce enough crops to meet this rising global demand for food thanks to a healthy honeybee population to help pollinate these crops. The agricultural diversity that we enjoy here in North Carolina certainly contributes to our need for pollinators, and is an important part of our agriculture and our agricultural economy, and how we have such a strong agricultural economy. From fruits and vegetables to row crops, we can attribute $168 million in annual production to bees, butterflies, birds, bats, and other pollinators.